We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hi, Kathy. If you weren't doing the job you're doing, what job could you do?
I'm Lincoln, and I have to remind myself.
Oh, turn your radio down, Kath.
I could sell my paintings. I don't have all that much time to do the painting that I like.
Okay, so you want to do painting. All right, thanks for calling. It's hard to hear because the radio's up. Hi, Kiss.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Kate. I just wanted to answer your question this morning on the radio.
What could you do or would you do?
Well, I now work for an architectural firm. I work as an interior designer. But if I could, I definitely would be a full-time model on Instagram.
Oh, I love that. Now, what kind of model would you be?
Well, whatever life that Kylie Jenner can live, that's the type of job I would love to have.
So, you know, she's the only person I know that has had her behind taken more pictures of than her face.
Right. Well, I don't know about that, but...
You don't know the right people, Jan.
Literally, every Instagram picture I see... No, I love
You wouldn't
want
to be a fitness model? They seem to make good money.
No, she wants to be Kylie. Everyone wants to be Kylie.
A business model. I mean, she does her business. It's the family life, and it's her personal life. Traveling, it's all of it, so...
Yeah, she does have a lot going
for her. It looks fun. I bet it's not.
I don't know. She seems to make a lot of money for it.
Doesn't seem like she said... I appreciate. Did you see the new pictures of Kim Kardashian in Cabo that just came out today?
Yes, I did.
Could you die? Like, how her waist keeps getting smaller.
I know. It's a little unrealistic for me, but.
Yeah. For everybody. Yeah. I'm glad you called. There's cool Instagram pictures out of Kim K on Cabo. Hi, Kiss.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? All right, a little hard to hear. Try calling back. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christy.
Christy, what would you do if you weren't doing your current job?
So I have two.
Okay.
I've always said in my next life I would love to be like a big wedding planner, event planner.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And when I was looking at what I wanted to do, I always was in between accounting and a marine biologist. Obviously, I did not choose a marine biologist.
Ah, so your numbers.
But I would always love to do the marine biology. I want to train the dolphins and the whales and go out on the ocean and study them. Like, I always thought that would be really fun.
Can't you just do accounting for a company that does that? Isn't there some marine something, you know?
Would you swim with the sharks?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh. Oh, you're
once.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yikes.
One and final dive.
Absolutely swim with the sharks. Absolutely.
Hop in the water, chum.
Wow.
Yeah, I always get nervous when I see those people.
Yep.
No.
So if you were a big event planner / wedding planner, on the day of the event, would you wear a fanny pack or what would be your go-to catch-all?
Absolutely a fanny pack.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like
it. But it's got to be a souped-up fanny pack, right? So it's not just your normal, like, one pack. Maybe, like, a fanny pack that's been turned into, like, three fanny packs so you have a compartment for everything.
You're talking a utility belt like Batman. That's what you need.
Yeah, exactly, like Batman. But it looks kind of like a fanny pack.
Wait, on you, I just put three fanny packs, one hitting each side of your hips and one in the back.
Bam,
and
bam,
so
bam.
When you needed something, it would be like, whoof, 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 and then you'd go to the fanny pack that carried this.
Yeah. Hold on, a spinning fanny pack assembly where it spins around and then...
On the next Shark Tank, Janet and Nick, bring the tri-fanny pack, the trifecta of fanny packs. Yes?
Yes.
Nick?
Yep.
Perfect.
We get Kylie to model it.
I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss. What job would you do?
Oh, my God. I would be such a good bounty hunter.
Oh,
right,
I love this.
On. I
now,
love
why,
this.
Why do you think so?
I just know that I would be. I'm an ER nurse at ECMC. I work night shift. But if I was not a nurse at ECMC, I would be such a bad butt
bounty hunter, for sure.
I'll say right now, you got a pretty bad butt job, like doing what you do. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of stuff, but you wanna chase people, you wanna find people, you wanna kick down doors.
I could do it. I know I could do it.
Every good bounty hunter has a style. So what would your bounty hunter style be?
Well, first I would case them, you know, like I would watch their moves. Mm-hmm. And then I would befriend them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'd be like undercover kind of
Are
stuff.
Are you voyeuristic?
But, oh, completely. She's voyeuristic.
Wait,
oh,
hold on.
Yeah, and she likes doing role playing too. So I'm saying voyeur, role player.
She's a nurse.
Oh my God.
And then just wants to tie them up.
In another direction.
I think we're struggling with some stuff here, but I like the way you think.
Circle back for just a second.
Sorry, I'm in another world.
There's handcuffs involved.
Stop it. When I asked your bounty hunter style, I kind of meant what clothes would you wear? Like, what would be your bounty outfit?
I hate to say this, but I'm going to kind of be like a Nickelback bounty hunter because I love their style.
Embellished jeans, affliction t-shirt. I think you got it nailed. Yeah.
Yeah. Like distressed jeans.
Yes. Yeah. 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 With stuff on the pockets.
Yeah.
Maybe pocket flaps.
Leather jewelry. Yeah. I could do it.
So here's the thing. You are probably one of Weeze's fantasy women in Buffalo. Yep. And so just
vintage
to make,
True Religion jeans. You know what I'm talking about.
Just to make a little boy's dream come true at his favorite concert, can we give you tickets to the show right near Weeze so that he can just know you're there and it'll make him feel happy?
Oh, my God. That would be so awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations, my little bounty hunter. We'll
Thank
put the bounty
so
out
much.
On Weeze. We'll see how you do there at the show.
Oh, I'll
Great.
Be undercover.
That sounds awesome.
Okay,
I will
hold
be
on.
Too.
Okay, there you go. I don't know what's happening all there, but I'm just going to let that happen.
What's happening is this nurse fantasy is coming to life.
There's too many fantasies going on right now.
Hi, Kiss. If you weren't doing your job, what job could you do?
I would honestly be an archaeologist. I love history. I just never thought I could really make a profession out of it, so I decided to go into nursing instead.
Where would you like your dig to be? Where would you archaeologicalize?
Middle East, Greece, like that sort of like ancient history. So I thought it was never really safe, so I kind of turned away from it.
Huh.
Hmm. Yeah, could you go figure out the pyramids for me? Because, like, still to this day, I mean, what the heck?
Dude, aliens.
How did they do the pyramids?
One word, aliens.
Like, if I could get one question answered, I think that might be it.
I just gave it to you.
Right?
Aliens.
It can't be aliens,
I've
Nick.
Seen a lot of documentaries. I feel like I'm an expert.
I love that you want to be an archaeologist, though. That's really cool.
Yeah. So fascinated by history. It's one of my passions.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I hope you get to do something like it someday. Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you weren't doing the job you're doing today, what job could you do?
I think I'd be really good at, like, events planning or, like, wedding planning or, like, events coordinator.
What kind of field are you in right now?
Right now, I'm currently a house nurse and a DSP for intellectually disabled adults.
Uh-huh. But you've got that planning gene inside of you where you could just, like, be organized and plan. Yeah.
I do themed birthday parties for my kids. I single-handedly planned my entire wedding. All of, like, my decor was hand-decorated by myself. Like, I handmade everything. I've been very crafty. I took up art in high school and everything like that. So I have family that tells me I'm really crafty and I'd be really good at it.
The good part is you could actually, I mean, if you wanted to, you could really start doing that as a side gig mm-hmm. if you had some time. And sort of see if that's the thing that you could do, because it seems like you want to.
Yeah, I do all of, like, my family's, like, wedding birthday cakes and all that. Like, I do cake decorating on the side as well. So I feel like just events planning in itself would probably be, like, a better fit for me than where I'm at.
Oh, absolutely. And there's not really, is there any kind of, I know that there's the Wedding Planners Association, but beyond that, is there any other place you can learn to do that?
Not that I'm aware of. I kind of just started doing it all on my own.
Uh-huh.
Just Experience. Because I felt like it was just too expensive to go to, like, Party City and stuff like that and spend, like, an arm and a leg on decorations that I could make and they would look 10 times better.
Mm-hmm.
And not so cheaply made.
Hold on. No slight to Party City. They always serve me in a pinch.
Uh-huh. They do.
Yes, yes. I love
In a pinch,
love,
that's
like,
my go-to place.
And everything, and, like, you can always find something over there. But then sometimes, like,
I know
my kids mean a lot to me. So, like, I like to go above and beyond for them for their birthdays. So, like, when they say, "Mommy, I want a Lego-themed birthday party, I keep trying to think of, like, creative ways to, like, make that Lego theme just a little bit more.
Wow, so you kick it up a notch. That's amazing.
Her kids mean a lot to her. So.
Well, her kids do mean, and I get that.
Mine are just living in the house.
I...
Party city for you.
I am proud to say I'm not crafty, and I am a party city mom, and I am proud of it.
Hold on.
But for the people that can make their own decorations, it's amazing because they do kick it up a notch. I get that.
You just came up with the phrase party city mom.
I am a party city mom. Absolutely. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi. I would love to be a private detective.
Now we're talking. Good. This is fun. Who would you spy on? What kind of cases would you jump into?
Oh, I don't know. I'm like all about like serial killers and that sort of thing. Like I love the true crime podcast, like My Favorite Murder.
Oh, I love that.
I would absolutely love to do that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how you get into that, like how you find unsolved cases and then start trying to solve them.
I think you just start doing it, Jan.
It's really cool. There's actually Paul Holes and Billy Jensen, they have a podcast called Murder Squad, and they're opening up, well, I put that in air quotes, but all of these unsolved cases, and all of like the true crime fans are like trying to investigate them and different things like that. So they're having real people like just that are fans of true crime, like try to help solve these cases. And I think they already solved a couple.
Oh, that's good. Hey, any way to help solve a crime is amazing.
Yeah, you know? So it's pretty cool.
I'm obsessed with My Favorite Murder.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. I am dying to meet Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. That is like my absolute dream.
Who is your favorite, Karen or Georgia?
You know, I don't know. I love how open, like, they both are about, like, mental health and, like, alcoholism, drugs, and, like, just different things like that. They're just so transparent, and I just adore both of them. They are both my favorite. I'm a social worker, so the fact that they're so open and honest about therapy and stuff, like, it's just so helpful for people, and they're just so down-to-earth and cool.
They are so down-to-earth, and, you know, it's so funny when I'm not, like, a huge fan of when girls swear. It's just a thing. But when they swear, I think it's like the funniest thing. Like they drop bombs throughout the entire podcast, so it's not for little ears. But the way that they
swear, it's like you're their best friends. Like it's, you feel like you know them. They're so awesome, and they're just amazing.
And then the murder stories that people share that write in with them, isn't that incredible?
Well, I'm dying to write in. Like, I've been wanting to write in about the Bucky one, and one girl I went to undergrad with was unfortunately murdered, and I'm wanting to write in, but I'm just, like, so self-conscious of my writing, but I think one day I'm going to do it.
Don't be. Get Grammarly. They'll fix it.
Yeah.
They absolutely will. That's cool that you want to do that. Hey, you never know. Good luck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.